Stephen Curtis Chapman's first album came out in 1987. 22 albums, multiple awards, and one unfortunate mullet later, he's still passionate about music. What's he been up to lately? Stephen Curtis Chapman joins us. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the Get Up and Go show.
Well, thank you so much. It is great to be with you, and thanks for letting me share a little bit and talk with you today.
Stephen, it would be great if we could get you back up to Canada for another concert. I mean, it has been too long.
I would love that. I know it's been way too long, hasn't it?
It has. And artists like yourself just keep writing songs, and I'm really excited to hear some of the songs that are going to come out of this whole pandemic time, and even some of the ones we're hearing now.
Some of the music that's come from this time has been some of the most honest. When the entire sort of industry that you know goes into, I guess you'd say, hypersleep, or I don't know what you would call it, kind of goes into just, like, is it going to come back?
Yeah.
Am I going to be able to do concerts again? Or is it going to be time that I actually have to go get a real job now and don't get to play music and express and write songs and have these communication, these conversations through my music? And then you just start writing the songs that you absolutely have to write, not that you're trying to write for because it might work on radio or whatever. I think there's just, it kind of creates an honesty because you're in a place of just, I have to say these things now, and whether anybody ever hears them or not, it's important to say it. So I do think some pretty important songs are already starting to come out of this time. My sons are musicians as well. I have a great band called Colony House, and they are already writing songs that I'm like, okay, these are some pretty amazing songs coming out.
A lot of the things we sung about, we're living them out now. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally. It's kind of like, oh, so this is what it actually means to really have to trust God when you can't see anything in front of you. And there's really no, you know, it's one thing to sing about it when, God, I'll trust you no matter what. And things are kind of all making sense and coming together. But then to sing that in total darkness, I have learned myself from experience, is a very different, you know, place. And very sobering. But if the songs stand up, then, you know, okay, then this is really true. These are really true things.
And it seems like the songs that we've heard so often have different meanings now.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've told this story many times, but the Psalms, I had read them and loved them and was so grateful for them since I was a boy. I mean, 8 years old when I began my faith journey and relationship with Jesus. And so I've read the Psalms and I've sung them, you know, through the years. I grew up singing Psalms that were set to music. You know, thy loving kindness is better than life. You know, from the rising of the sun to the going down. I mean, songs like that. And yet when we lost our daughter almost 13 years ago, this coming May, and walked through our true valley of the shadow of death, that Psalm 23 talks about, you know, it was one thing to say, you know, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. You know, that you don't really, I didn't really understand the depth of that and where David was coming from in crying out to God, how long, O Lord, are you going to forget me forever? I mean, those kinds of scriptures that sounded more like poetry until I had really lived it. And then suddenly I'm like so much more thankful and so much more, I mean, not even, it's just like, it was like oxygen, you know, to a dying man gasping for air versus just some beautiful poetry that kind of encourages me on my journey.
Mm. Well, how have you and your family been doing during this whole time? Have you been going crazy, climbing the walls?
Yes, a little bit. We've done, like everyone, I think there's a lot of, okay, we do be doing things. We're both, my wife and I both are very overly kind of productive people. So we need to be being productive. And yet this has forced us to, you know, slow down, be still. We got a puppy that I didn't want, and that was not a good thing, but we have a puppy now, and I'm learning even deeper levels of patience and endurance and forbearance and all of those things that come with a puppy that our oldest daughter just begged and pleaded for. And so, you know, we've had lots of things going on like everybody during this time, even though there's been a lot that has stopped going on. There have been things in its place that have been good, and have been I have written some songs and have been creative, I think, in a way that it was helpful to have this time, you know, to be home and not on the road to stir some of those things. Yeah, it's been a hard season for sure, but good in many ways as well.
Multiple award-winning artist Stephen Curtis Chapman has been our guest this morning. Stephen, thanks for your time.
All right, brother. Bless you. Thank y'all so much. Have a great day.